Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. Today we have reached Hadith 31. Renounce the world and Allah will love you.
Al-Hadith al-Hadi wa al-Thalathun An Abi al-Abbas Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu qal Ja'a rajulun ila al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal Ya Rasulallah dullani ala amalin idha amiltuhu ahabbani Allah وأحبني الناس فقال ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس حديث حسن رواه ابن ماجه وغيره بأسانيد حسنة.
On the authority of Abu Abbas Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu, who said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, direct me to an act which if I do it, Allah will love me and the people will love me. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, renounce the world and Allah will love you, and renounce what the people possess and the people will love you. Hasan hadith, recorded by Ibn Majah and others with Hasan chains. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith has been declared weak by many of the scholars, such as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, who gave a detailed argument about the weakness of this hadith. Therefore, we will not be discussing the hadith in great detail. Now, the narrator of this hadith is Abu Abbas Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu an. Sahal radiyallahu an was from the Khazraj tribe of Medina radiyallahu an. Both he and his father were companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his name was originally Hazan, which means sadness or grief. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his name to Sahal, implying ease. He radiyallahu an was only 15 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Sahal died in the year 91 after Hijrah, and he was close to 100 years of age. And it has been said that he was the last of the companions to die in Medina. And 188 hadith have been narrated on his authority, radiyallahu an.
Izhad fi dunya yuhibbak Allah, wazhad fima inda al-nas yuhibbak al-nas.
Renounce the world and Allah will love you, and renounce what the people possess and the people will love you. Now this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, mentions zuhud. Zuhud means foregoing or renouncing or leaving off the worldly things. Now it does not mean you should abandon what you need and sufficient earning for you and lawful acquisition. This is prohibited. However, it means that you should abandon what you are not in need of. Zuhud does not mean abandoning permissible things that you require. Zuhud rather means giving up the excess or surplus that you don't require of the worldly things. And a Muslim, my dear brothers and sisters, should be moderate in his earnings. He should not work tirelessly for worldly things while he has what would suffice him. Also, zuhud has been defined as shunning that which is haram and that which Allah hates, avoiding shows of luxury and overindulging in worldly pleasures, and focusing on doing acts of worship and making the best preparation for the hereafter. And the best explanation of how someone can be a zahid, of someone who practices zuhud, is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, zuhud does not mean wearing old or scruffy clothing, or withdrawing from people and keeping away from society, or fasting constantly, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best and greatest zahid. But he would wear new clothes. He would adorn himself to meet delegations for Jum'ah and for Eid. He would mix with the people and call them to do good and teach them about their religion, and he forbade his companions to fast every day or to fast constantly. One of the early scholars, Abu Idris al-Khawlani, rahimahullah, he said, zuhud in this world does not mean forbidding what is permissible or wasting wealth. Zuhud with respect to this world is only where a person puts more trust in what is with Allah than what is in his own hand. If he is afflicted with a calamity by losing something of this world, he is more hopeful for its reward and what is stored for him in the hereafter than if it were to have remained with him. Based on this, my dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he states that zuhud can be interpreted as three actions of the heart. One, the Muslim should realize that all provisions come from Allah and not simply the result of his own acts. He should trust Allah and what Allah has more than what he has in his hands. Two, if he loses anything in this world, this should not bother him because he is looking for its reward. Three, the Muslim should not care whether he is going to be blamed or praised by others. He will not look for praise. In his heart, he is not touched by such praise. And if he is blamed, he will not be offended by being blamed. If the accusation is not true, he has nothing to worry about. If it is true, then he has to face it and try to be a better Muslim. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, one day was asked, if someone owns 1,000 dinar, can he still be a Zahid? He replied that he could still be a Zahid if he does not rejoice nor become sad if the money increases or decreases. So my dear brothers and sisters, we can be wealthy and be a Zahid if we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use our wealth in the right way. And this meaning has been emphasized by Sufyan bin Uyayna, one of the great scholars, rahimahullah, when he was asked, who is to be considered a Zahid? He said, a Zahid is one who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty bestowed and patient when put under trial. Sufyan al-Thawri is reported to have said, rahimahullah, az-zuhud in this world is when deep in your heart you are ready for the hereafter, meaning you think of death and whether you are ready to face it. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the definition of zuhud. Zuhud means a status of the heart where a person fears he will not live a long life. This will motivate him to become a good Muslim. When realizing the realization that we are going to leave this world at any moment shall lead us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill our obligations and to avoid any disobedience. And this is why, my dear brothers and sisters, some of the scholars point out that there are different types of zuhud. A zuhud in disobedience and sin, meaning to renounce and leave off sin and disobedience. Also, not to be misled by our desires. And finally, not to exceed the limits of the permissible or the allowable acts or the mubah acts. For example, we should not exceed the limits of sleeping, meaning to sleep unnecessarily long hours, or eating, meaning eating too much. My dear brothers and sisters, the enjoyment of this world is little and the hereafter is better, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Say, the enjoyment of this world is little, and the hereafter is better for he who fears Allah, and injustice will not be done to you, even as much as a thread inside a date seed. This ayah is found in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 77. Allah also says in Surah Al-A'la, ayah 16 and ayah 17,
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
But you prefer the worldly life, while the hereafter is better and everlasting. My dear brothers and sisters, when we renounce the world and do not allow the world to enter our hearts and concentrate on the Akhirah, we will be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also when we leave, when we renounce what people possess, that will cause the love of people to the person who practices this zuhud. My dear brothers and sisters, there are many hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to avoid asking others for anything and to try our best not to indulge in the act of asking others. So to summarize and conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, one thing that brings us closer to Allah and to be loved by him is a zuhud. And there are other actions that make Allah love us, my dear brothers and sisters, and that is to love Allah much. If we love Allah, he will love us. Also to love the meeting of Allah. As stated in the hadith, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. Also the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than we love our own selves, even our own family, and to love his sunnah and to follow his example. Also, what brings the love of Allah is the remembrance of Allah, all forms of dhikr, and also to practice the recommended voluntary deeds after fulfilling the obligations. And as we know, my dear brothers and sisters, by loving Allah and Allah loving us, we will be successful in this life and the hereafter. We ask Allah to increase us in understanding and sincerity. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.